As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Burt Show.
All right, Amy here needs some help. She has lost the one that might have gotten away and wants our help to try to find dude. Hey, Amy, good morning. You're on the Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good. All right, so we have done this a million different times, and generally, I don't know if yours is the same way, that you end up in the same place as him, or he's there with you, and then at some point or another, there's that awkward goodbye where you're not sure you're supposed to get a phone number, or he's not sure, and you end up going separate ways, and then you're like, oh, why didn't I just man up or woman up and get the phone number, and then you call us, and then we kind of give a description of the dude, where he might have been, and then we try to find the one that got away. Yours is a little more complicated than that.
Just a tad.
Okay.
Yes. We went out, we met, we went out on a few dates, and before I met him, I had injured my back, and I thought it might have just been a sprain, and it turned out not to be, and there were doctor's visits, and MRIs, and surgeon appointments, and waiting for the insurance to prove this and that, and we just stopped talking to each other. And then, fast forward months after, my phone completely crashed. It was to the point where it just would not even boot up, and I lost absolutely everything off the phone. So I lost his phone number as well. And it's scary the amount of information you can find out about somebody online outside of their phone number. I found out a bunch of stuff, even his address. And but I can't find a phone number to contact him again. And I'd like to make contact again to see if he would like to pick up where we left off and go out again. And if not, that's okay. But he was a really nice guy. I really liked him. It just was a train wreck when we met. And it was neither of our faults.
Your life was
like a train wreck. Yeah, okay.
The injury, I didn't realize the extent of what had happened to my back until the MRI and then surgeons and this and that. And it was a lot.
So your health took a priority, understandably so. But now you're better and your back is good. And so now you want to work that back.
My back is back.
So talk to us about like the chemistry between the two of you guys, and how long was that going on for before you lost all of his info?
It was a few months, but we only went out, I think, three times. And this was a couple of years ago, actually. And, since we just lost contact, I felt like an idiot because of everything that happened. And I felt like that, it was my fault somehow, but it really wasn't. I couldn't control what happened. So I just felt like a really idiot. And then once the phone crashed, which was just a few months, I'd say about 4 months after everything, after the path of getting better, the phone crashed.
Okay.
And then I just let it go. But then I kept thinking about it. And then I listen to you guys, and you talk about shooting your shot, and you have Romeo go get phone numbers and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, well, you know what? I might as well shoot my shot. I'm not 20 anymore. I'm well over 20. I might as well shoot my shot.
Mm-hmm.
No, good for you. Yeah. And I'm going to give Amy kudos because she is persistent, because she heard me say that nobody reads their emails but me.
I did. I emailed you every week.
You did.
shoot me.
So the fact that you guys only went on 3 dates, granted you talked for a couple months, but you only went on 3 dates. Like, what is it about him that here we are a couple years later and you're sending me an email every single week because you miss him? What is it about him?
You guys talking about shooting your shot and all of that, that really got me thinking about it. And he's not the only one I've shot my shot with.
Okay.
And, well, let me tell you, the dating pool is full of poo and pee.
It's a cesspool.
That's all facts.
Is that it? On their video.
Yes. And if you ever want to know where those socks go that disappear in the washing machine, because I don't know, they're in the dating pool, too. They're swimming around in the pee and the poo. He just seemed nice. He seemed like he was somebody who had himself together. He didn't seem clingy or needy. You would be surprised at the needy men out there, and that scares me away immediately. And so he just seemed normal, I guess you could say.
He's normal.
Normal will get you very far today. That's all you need.
Yes, Mo is right. When you are normal, you are on. I mean, you're a catch.
So long as you're not crazy, yeah. Continue this. All right, Amy, we knew we were going to have you on today, and Kristen told us how persistent you have been. She used the word persistent. Maybe somebody else in here used desperate.
No.
I'm just playing. So Tommy reached out with all the info that you gave him, and he's got some answers.
Well, she gave me a little bit of info, but then I went on a dive, and I use a secret weapon. It's Spokio.com. If you're ever looking for somebody, it's a paid thing, and I have an account, and I pay for it. So I looked up this guy, and I got a bunch of information. I do have his home address, and also there were a couple phone numbers that popped up. Call the first number, disconnected. Call the second number, disconnected. I also found where he works. But this is the weirdest thing. So I look up where he works, and I get a number, and that number's disconnected. And I can't for the life of me find it. It's like a factory kind of setting, I think. And I can't find a number to the place that works. I found 2 or 3 numbers, and none of them work. There was an email, but it was like an AOL account, so I don't know how old this email is.
Does anybody still use AOL for their email?
The email, yes, they do. I talked to somebody over the weekend that still has an AOL address. Anyway, I emailed it. It bounced back. We do have his Facebook page, and I sent him a message on Facebook, but he hasn't hit me back yet. And I looked to see how active he is, and he posted a picture of a sunset in June of last year. So I don't think he's very active.
But if you're not friends, it'll show you older stuff. It won't show you the most recent thing they posted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you say you had his home address?
Yes. Or what I think is his home address.
What?
Well, I thought about it. That's what I thought. I thought about going to his house.
Yeah. It's probably disconnected.
Yeah, somebody asked me why I just didn't go knock on the door. And let me tell you, I grew up in the South, and that's the way to get your rear end shot off. If somebody showed up at my door like that, there's no way I'd accept that.
Mm-mm. Well, why can't you just show up at the door and leave them a note? I guess that's weird, too, right? Like, I know where you're...
I mean, you could. Yeah. Well, you don't have to show up at the door. There's this thing called the mail. And you can send a letter.
That takes
somebody
too long.
Somebody did suggest that I would send something in the mail. But
I'll just put on a sensible pair of slacks and one of those white short sleeve shirts and a Bible, and I'll walk up to the door.
Does his address anywhere near yours, Tommy?
No.
Okay.
It's north.
So
where we are.
What should we do at this point? Should we give her the address and have her take it from here?
She's got an address, and I imagine our address matches up. But I'm going to still try and track down this work, because I don't know why this place doesn't have a work number that works.
We are not done working for you, Amy. That's what we're saying, okay?
Last resort, I'm going to his house.
Okay, very last.
The Burt Show.